It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
Fucking episode is this? I don't even know.
I'm not 100% sure.
Real pistols don't play. Real pistols don't play. This is episode 107, man. Holy fuck. 107? Holy shit, man. That is a long time. 107 fucking episodes of absolute anarchy. Bullshit.
I don't know what to do today. Do I say crisscross?
Crisscross applesauce? They used to call that Indian style, but that's not okay anymore, right?
What do you mean?
It used to be called Indian style.
Well, because a lot of them would sit this way when they'd have the big toking. They'd take some tokes off that smoking thing, blow the
rings.
Yeah,
but I think that's like cultural appropriation now or something, right?
You know, I like to think of it as cultural appreciation.
Yeah. Well, that's why the Washington Redskins are the Washington football team now.
I think that's a little overboard.
Yeah, or no, they're the Washington Challengers? No, champions?
Commanders.
Commander-in-chief. Commander-in-queef.
Or like, okay, the Atlanta Braves had to change it.
Oh, they did?
Or, I mean, the Cleveland Indians. I mean,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
Yeah. Different times.
I mean, are we going to change the Detroit Lions? Because it's, you know, it's appropriating Lions, so we have to change it to something else.
Unless the Lions speak up, probably not.
Well, they just might.
Dude, look at the Amazon box. Oh, my God. Becky, look at this box.
The fuck?
That's what, dude. Amazon's doing it, man.
Dude, you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
Like, almost every single hand you've ever shook has had a cock in it.
Mm. That's a great point. Because have you ever...
Almost every single one.
A great point with this is, you know how some guys are like, dude, I'd never kiss a gay guy. He probably like sucked dick. It's like, you know, a lot more women have sucked dick than gay guys. Or like,
well,
they're both sucking dick. And they're like, dude, but like, you know, I'm not going to take a sip off of his drink. He's probably sucking dick. It's like, so was the girl you just shared a drink with. It's okay.
Well, I don't think I've ever been in a scenario where someone said that about someone.
I guess it's just more of a hypothetical. But, you know there's some.
What do you mean hypothetically? So you mean made up?
Yeah, like on Twitter. I saw this on fucking Twitter. No, it's fucking ridiculous. God, man. 107. Here we are.
Back to Optics Around the Lunch Table, episode
107.
107.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, episode 107. First and foremost, I want to thank our sponsors, Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
And also want to shout out Liv Stallion, a wellness fitness page started by ATLT's own Brandon Battiato. You can just look his Instagram up. Brandon spelled the usual way, body else, but Battiato streams Monday through Friday, I think, still. And maybe. Anyway.
Got moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, I'm giggly today.
I get that.
They are your premier mole exterminator using a chemical-free method. Also the number one mole exterminator chosen by the American Mole Association. Make sure you check out patreon.com/ATLT for exclusive content, episodes early-ish, ATLT store, yada, yada, fucking yada. Z, we're recording on a Sunday because we didn't get to do it last week because...
Not we.
Yeah. Z, what do you got for us today? God, I'm so intrigued. God, your knees are kind of red. They're bruised too. Are you okay? Do you bruise easily?
No, I don't think so.
There's some girls who just bruise because
they're red because I'm saying it was against that for a while. So it just gets red, you know?
I'm just making sure you're okay. I care about your bodies.
Well, actually, I didn't know I was... I just said I had a talking point to bring up. I didn't know that... What do you have for us today? Like, I'm leading this whole show.
Oh, no. You said you had one off the rip.
Well, I already said it, so...
That was it.
Well... Well, the Oregon game's happening right now. Fuck, I'm missing it.
Are you coming out with ATLT Sports soon?
Bitch. Maybe. That's for fantasy football. Obviously, the football season.
Football.
The football season's over, so. I did have something. So, technically speaking, like, cancel culture's a thing, you know what I mean? Like,
it is a thing.
It's a big thing now.
I feel like it's like 10% of people.
Let me ask you this. In technical terms, technically, was Jesus Christ the first victim of cancel culture? Because everyone canceled him. And then, well, I mean, I think hanging up, it was very brutal.
Yeah, that's a hell of
no
a
No one's
cancel.
Doing that nowadays.
No one's doing that to Chappelle.
Oh, he was canceled. Yeah, he was canceled. Well, I don't know why I said it. He was canceled. He was canceled.
Well, he got famous. Right?
He had some clout, for sure. Yeah.
He was a celebrity.
Yeah. What was the guy?
Pontius Pilate.
No.
Damn it. Wait, is that his name Pontius or Poncho?
Pontius. Poncho.
Poncho Pilate.
This emperor who condemned Jesus to death.
It wasn't
Poncho.
He was like a captain.
No, what was the guy?
And he washed his hands before
What was
before
the guy?
Him?
He was like the tax guy.
Judas.
Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up
in a sycamore tree for the Lord.
He had to go wee wee.
For the Lord he wanted to see.
Ah,
was yeah.
Yeah. Zacchaeus. Imagine all you have to do is climb a tree and you got a whole song named after you.
Which was well, I mean, easy. I'm sure he didn't plan it.
I know. I'm just saying, like, that's all he did.
You know, there's a lot of stories like that, like little ones. Okay, listen, I'm not here to sprout blasphemous things about Christianity because we grew up in a Christian household. I'm just,
of course.
I think now that I'm older, when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, 5 loaves? That many thousands of people?
5 loaves?
Or whatever many loaves it was. Oh, he took a little kid's Lunchable.
Yeah.
Gave it to 10,000 people.
Did that kid get any or did he?
Well, what I want to know was, like, did it just keep respawning and he just kept grabbing it?
Yeah, because I think that he passed the baskets out to the other people. I just feel like there was a lot of shit that just didn't need to be like.
But I'm saying, but are a lot of those stories more like metaphorical or symbolism versus actually Possibly. Happening? And maybe the people are, that actually happened.
Well, I believe like Revelation fucking, it's like a religious podcast. No, apparently fucking, you know, when he's having all his visions, people thought he was on psychedelics. That's how he saw it.
Well, that's one way to take it, yeah.
Yeah, I think there was just a lot of shit we didn't need to know. Like, I don't need to know that Zacchaeus climbed a tree
to see someone better. But I'm saying, I feel like a lot of those, it's almost like maybe that was like symbolism, you know what I mean? Maybe that was a little more of a metaporical sense or something.
That's
like
the problem with it, is that religion is all based on the interpreter. So I guess I guess we will never fucking know. Oh, hey, Hamilton. I don't know. I think that there is a lot of things that we're just not going to know. But yes, I think Jesus was the first victim of
cancel culture.
But also, it's like, you know, who else got their fucking summer plans canceled? Jesus.
Yeah. So, technically it did, yeah.
Because it was in April when, you know, shit happened. Yeah. But the thing is they fucking find shit. Like, they found Noah's Ark and shit. Like, that's crazy.
Allegedly, yeah.
Which also, imagine, like, you know how they chose, like, two fucking, like, animals, you know, to go on the Ark? Imagine being, like, the third one. And it's like, no, like...
Also, on that, every animal, that's a logistical nightmare. Amazon couldn't pull that off nowadays.
Even the bugs. Why'd you say mosquitoes, dude?
But it says like two of everything or something like that. It's like, yeah. Did you have 10 Ritz-Carltons on one side of the boat? What are you talking about?
They didn't even have spreadsheets then, dude. There's no way. I'm saying, okay, imagine you're like a penguin or whatever the fuck, right? Which, by the way, how would they...
Imagine I'm a penguin. Okay.
Okay, so there's supposed to be two penguins, right? Like a male and a female. But imagine seeing just like these two penguins.
But there's emperor penguins. There's blue penguins. And then of everything, I'm just saying, I don't... How is that even possible?
I have a big enough...
Here we are picking apart the Bible. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
You know, maybe I need to be amazed. You know, I don't know.
I don't fucking know. So on that note, something I wanted to bring up. So I know you're in a committed relationship, and I'm single, but I have Hamilton, which is nice. So, but
did you bring that up for a particular reason, or just because you wanted to announce that?
No, because I have a question for you.
You could have just asked.
Well, for new listeners, maybe they don't know that you're in a committed relationship.
I think if they've listened to 107, I think
no one's listened to all 107.
Because we removed one. No one has, though.
So. Aiden's on Bumble. That was number two, mystery episode, which I hope never resurfaces.
Yeah, I don't think we ever listened the whole thing back on that.
No, because it was 4 hours. I mean,
we were
posted
fucked
two.
Up. We were all fucked up.
Yeah, there was also some things said that was kind of like...
Not by me.
Yeah, of course. Always straight and narrow. Okay.
Oh, no. Hell no.
So, like, I'm going to talk about marriage proposals here. Where do you think the worst possible...
Baseball game, Megatron. Jumbotron, Megatron.
Yes.
Dude, I think that's... Okay, listen. I think that's fucking stupid, man. Like, I think it's just... And here's the thing. I feel like those people that do that, right, are like mega baseball fans. Maybe her dream was to be proposed to.
No girl's dream is being proposed Jumbotron. To from the, at the Mariners game versus the fucking Orioles.
Like I said, if it was like they're mega baseball fans and maybe that was her, then okay, I guess I get it to an extent, but I just feel like that's the worst fucking something like that. You know what
from,
I mean?
From what I have gathered from talking to women.
I think I'd rather propose it at Chili's.
I don't think girls want a lot of people around. They want it to be a special moment. It's like, so it's like doing it in front of people, even on a beach, like there's a lot of people watching.
But
like
on the same token, if the man bought an expensive ring, he gets to do it when he chooses.
Show it off. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, how about let's do it in front of 20,000 fucking people. And then like, because what if they want to say no? It's going to be so hard to like give your honest answer if it's not just you two. Because then there's fucking 20,000. Well,
most of the time when you're getting married, it's like, okay, I know she's going to say yes. Like you're not going to, there's a very few.
It happens.
Yeah, there's a very few times. It's like a shot in the dark. It's like, well, hope it happens.
So if you propose to a woman and she says no, what is your next thing you're going to say? Like, why? Are you even going to ask? You're just going to walk away.
Well, it depends where I'm at.
You're on a beach. No one's around. It's just you and her.
I just get up and walk away and say nothing.
That's what you do?
Yeah. Yeah. What do I say? Nice knowing you. Like, what am I supposed to say? I would just probably be like, oh, you know what I would do? I'd be like this, like, I'd be like this. And I'd just stand up and walk away. That's all I do.
Well, are you going to ask her, like, maybe, like, she's not ready now, but later?
Or? No, I think that's a conversation once I cool off. Once we're a little more logical. Than, yeah, I'm finding the nearest bar. That's what I'm doing, yeah.
So say you're, like, you're on vacation, right? And you have, like, oh, you went to vacation.
Okay, the shitty thing is it wouldn't be us. There'd be family members and shit there. But the thing is, obviously a man asks the dad for a blessing. So at that point, you wouldn't even have gotten that far without knowing that she would have said no, I feel like.
But what if the dad liked you, but she was like secretly cheating on you or something? Like, see, there's a lot of things.
There was contingencies in place.
So like, say you're going on vacation for like 7 days, right? Week. Okay. You propose on the fifth day.
That's why you propose on the last day,
yeah,
by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
If you're on vacation, on a plan B, you propose on the last day. Like maybe a couple hours before the flight. Maybe. Because you have an escape plan. What's worse than you propose and, yeah, small pinch of a chance he says no, but then you're there for 6 days.
That's what I was going to ask. So say you propose on like the sixth day and you have one more night. Are you even going back and hoping there's like a pull-out bed from the couch? Or like, what are you doing?
Oh, no. I'm probably just like spending the night out, you know, like
but
walking around.
But your flight is probably sitting next to her. You're going to have to see her at some point. Well, like,
thank God you can reschedule flights. And you can move them. You can move seats, and you know.
Oh my god, that's hilarious!
Yeah, that would just be. I mean, that would just be really weird.
Yeah, it'd be fucking
that'd be
weird.
Super fucking weird, man.
I'm not going back. I'm not going back to the hotel.
No, well, hell no, no.
No, I'm saying for a few hours. Let me cool off.
The day I propose, I will always have a backup plan. Even if I know she says yes, I'm gonna have a to go bag just in case. Like a little baggie, like
you're not going to propose until you know.
With all my necessities, just okay. Even if I don't just say yes, I'm saying my future wife. Even if she is like, oh yeah, I'm like, she's like waiting for it to happen. I'm still. There's like a 0.01% chance something could happen. Yeah. I'm gonna have it to go bag. I'm gonna have an escape plan ready to
because
go.
Because you never know what happened the night before. If you were playing video games all night, you know she might say no. She might say no. The
yeah. Yeah, I might. Just
no, I'm thinking like. What I don't like about proposals nowadays is like, I thought it was, as a child, you thought it's supposed to be this like grand surprise. It's not anymore.
Well, I think it is. So.
Well, because like half the people are like, well, like I knew because we went and
I feel like a lot of people do the same things.
That, and they're like, oh, we went and picked out the ring together. And it's like, well, then she fucking knows. Like, it's supposed to be like a what? Right?
Well, I mean, to an extent, yeah. But I think that's an understanding between the two of them, however much they want the other one to know.
Then why fucking propose?
Just to seal the deal. I mean, what if you've been dating? But they've been dating for like 10 years, and they know it's coming. So they like, hey, let's just both kind of walk through this. Hey, what, and kind of just communicating.
Yeah, I think the worst. I do agree with that because knowing, I want her to. Thing is, I don't want her to pick out the ring because I want to be able to have it be a surprise. But at the same time, it's like, what if she fucking?
Well, you can't get a cubic zirconia if she's standing there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's tricky.
It is tricky. Do you think How do you feel about, I mean, obviously people don't do this, but like if someone was to say you had to propose at a friend's wedding, how would you
Never.
Do it? No, you had no, you had gun to your head. You have to do it.
It would be yours because you'd be the first one to forgive me.
That's true.
Yeah. You don't do that. That's their day.
Oh, you 100%, don't do 100%. No, yeah.
It'd be yours or someone I really fucking hate.
Now, here's the thing. I have asked. I've taken a poll. That is a never accepted at all. But I saw a video. So these two brothers who are twins, identical twins.
Oh. Do they have sisters who were, or their wives were fucking twins? I've seen
Wait,
what? Then the wives were twins too?
I don't think so. But anyways,
I've seen that.
They're identical twins. I'm saying the brother was getting married. He met with the brother and the spouse before, and he's like, hey, because it was something with the parents or something like that. There was a plan in place, like, I think this is a little unorthodox, but I would like to propose at your wedding because this is where... There was like a big...
Like the parents were going to die, they wouldn't see it or some shit.
I don't know. Maybe it was something like that. I don't know. Yeah. But they're identical twins, and I don't know. I would never condone that. But I think that's a pass.
If there's a deeper meaning involved. No,
that's never a good idea, though. No.
So at your fucking wedding, right? Like, am I allowed to... go just off the rails, like just go fucking nuts, or do I need to be like responsible and like, you know, fucking like have my wits about me, or am I allowed to go fucking nuts? Because I want to get you fucking nuts. It's your wedding, so I mean, there's gonna be fucking kilos of coke. Like we're going nuts, dude.
You're not gonna be the responsible one regardless.
What do you mean? What, you're gonna be the more responsible one over me? On your wedding,
given the last couple of years, I would say so. Yes,
last couple of years.
Yeah, about a year and a half. Year.
I've been irresponsible?
No, but like I think the roles have switched. I used to be the unpredictable one that's a little bit off the rails a little bit. I'm like, oh, what's it going to do now? Oh. And now you're kind of like, I'm like, hey, what's going to happen next? I don't know.
Last year and a half? Really? Really? Explain.
You went from, like you did it at the party, at Alex's party. You bowed out. You're like, hey, I've had enough. I'm done. That's a rarity now. You used to do it all the time. I'm saying, but now, like, even like, I noticed, like, last year, you've became unreasonable. You can't be reasoned with. You cannot be reasoned with.
When what?
When doing anything. Or, like, we're having a simple conversation.
Or, like, intoxicated or not intoxicated?
Intoxicated.
Okay, so this is when I'm drunk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're in party mode, you are very difficult to reason with. Not in a bad way, like you're mean or anything. I'm saying it's just like in one ear, out the other. Okay. And then you just, I'm like, oh, well, right.
Okay.
So I actually.
You think roles are reversed?
Yeah. I just think that I just stopped giving you advice when you're fucked up. That's what I was like. Alex, I'm like, talking to you. She's like, no, Jack, you know, I'm like, she's like, what, are you not going to say anything? I'm like, no. Like, I just stopped. I'm just like, just let him go.
Am I a dick or am I just chilling?
I just said you're not a dick. No, I said, no. You can't be reasoned with.
Is it very nice, though?
It's still you're still pleasant and nice. You're not mean. I'm saying just like, if I'm trying to tell you something that's like, hey, I advise you to not
this. Is a bad
this.
Idea.
But yeah, you're just like, okay. And you just don't care.
Last year and a half, really. I thought it'd be like the last like 5 months.
No, it's slowly...
It's been a gradual
It's been a gradual increase.
I've been a gradual up. You've been a gradual down.
Not in like a bad way. Not like you just do fucked up shit. I'm saying it's just like, I just was like, at last like couple months, I was like, meh. Like, okay, I'm not even going to say anything. I don't care.
Well, I do want to hear what you have to say. Not on the podcast, but.
You know, nothing bad.
I do want your opinion, though. I value your opinion.
I just told you.
No, I meant like in those specific situations. If I'm fucked up, obviously I'm not going to remember. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have been drinking more.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
you've been counting my drinks. You have a little tally on the wall like a prisoner.
Well, no, but I think you can like you could tell when someone's like, oh, okay, he's up there.
Oh yeah,
he's there. He's there.
Yeah. Well, I'm newly single and I'm fucking having a good time.
Do you think that? Well, for one, so if you were like a zookeeper, you know what I mean? If you were a zookeeper, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say you work at the New York or the Central Park Zoo, right?
There's one bias. Have you ever been to Zoo Lights? Fucking beautiful.
No, I haven't been to Zoo Lights.
You've been to Zoo Lights? Dude, take Alex.
You haven't been to Zoo Lights?
It's a great date,
dude. No, I'm the fucking Zoo Lights.
I'm saying a fun Christmas date. Take Alex to Zoo Lights. She'll love it. I don't want to say that one out loud.
No, but I'm saying, okay, if you were like a zookeeper.
Oh, yeah. If, keeper of the zoo.
If you had to be assigned to like an animal's like preserve, what animal would you prefer?
I'm going with the dolphins or the whales. I'm going with the...
okay, I'm saying a zookeeper. I'm not talking SeaWorld.
Oh.
What the fuck are you talking about?
About mammals?
Zoos, yeah. I don't think they usually have a lot of dolphins and
they have
orcas.
Whales.
Yeah, that's SeaWorld and shit, right?
It's always like Snuffy the whale, and then he comes up and grabs some...
Okay, anyways, if you had to be like the guy who's feeding it, blah, 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 taking care of the cage, what animal would you prefer? It's like, yeah, that's my preserve over there.
Well, I'm obviously going for, I mean, risk to like excitement ratio. Like a lion would be fun, but I also know he could probably eat me.
Well, yeah, there's safety precautions.
I think I would want to befriend like a large tiger or something.
Befriend?
But
like you guys are going to sit on a bench and have a stogie or something?
No, but raise it as a cub so that it knows me.
Well, it's still risky. Anyways, so you'd choose a tiger?
A tiger or something funny like the...
Maybe a seal. Like a sea lion or something.
In SeaWorld, I thought we couldn't use mammals from the water.
Sea lions are at zoos. I just don't think that the zoos have orcas and dolphins commonly.
Yes, they do.
Why the fuck do we have SeaWorld?
Because it's just the
sea. Why wouldn't it? Okay,
it's just the sea.
Yeah, and the zoo is just the fucking zoo, the animals and the mammals and the ones that are walking around.
I don't agree with zoos. I know you don't either, but it's pretty fun.
I think it's fucking pointless.
It's fucking awful. We have Google Images now.
I know. I'm saying you don't have to fucking...
We don't have to imprison this shit. Yo, Hamilton... I hope he chills like that.
The whole time with his foot up? Yeah. He's not gonna.
Yeah. No, he's actually a protective kitten. I like him.
Dude, Well, I'll get it out. Why do fucking on all like peanuts are portrayed like associated with elephants? Elephants don't even like fucking peanuts. They don't even eat them. No.
They don't?
No.
Really? I thought
where did that come from?
Elephants had feathers, right? Or no, that was Dumbo.
Feathers?
No, like
Dumbo didn't have feathers.
No, he held a feather in his hand. Or was that a pickle?
I don't know if Dumbo held a pickle.
No, Dumbo was at the circus.
Well,
he was on the high dive.
Well, he had really flappy ears and he could fly.
Who the fuck comes up with this shit? It's like, oh yeah, this elephant, he's actually got wings, his ears.
That's pretty creative. Which is Disney's status quo.
What do you think is the dumbest Disney movie? Fucking out
the
there.
The dumbest Disney movie? Well, the thing is, Disney does a lot of good work.
They do.
A lot of good work.
I mean, we always go back to Ratatouille. I love the movie, but also...
I love Ratatouille.
Fucking ridiculous, though.
It's all like fantasy shit. Of course it's all ridiculous. Have you ever heard of the Rescuers? There's fucking a pack of mice that fucking go on these missions and save all the shit. They're
that's
mice.
Paw Patrol. Oh, no, wait. That's
not. No.
No, I'm saying fucking he pulls his hair and it's somehow attached to the ligaments and it's fucking.
Yeah, you could do that with any fucking Disney movie, dude. Peter Pan, he's like this preteen who goes and kidnaps other young teens. Takes him flying through the fucking stars to this special Neverland like Michael Jackson.
Apparently.
And then they're being chased by a grown man the whole time.
Apparently. Ow, dude. Apparently Peter Pan was.
Apparently.
Like,
I thought it was apparently Pete.
Apparently Peter Pan was like a symbolism for something deeper. Do I remember what it was? No.
But, oh, I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, it's like.
Well, I remember a while back, for some reason, I thought. I don't know why I thought this, but I just. Neverland. Whoa. And then that was when Michael Jackson's Returning to Neverland came out. I'm like, oh, maybe it's like a weird thing.
Peter
like-
Pan's Michael Jackson. Hey, by the way, White Claw Hard Seltzer, Surf Tropical Pomelo Smash. No idea what the fuck this is. Someone left it at the party. And it is, I took a risk. It's spiked sparkling water with a smash of tropical pomelo flavor. I don't know what that is.
Oh, and the play... Peter symbolizes the selfishness of childhood and is portrayed as being forgetful and self-centered. Peter has a nonchalant, devil-may-care attitude and is fearlessly cocky when it comes to putting himself in danger.
Well, like SpongeBob was like the seven deadly sins, right?
I'm not going there, whatever that's
going. No, because like Squidward was like anger or something. Mr. Krabs, he was greed. Patrick was slothfulness or whatever, like sloth. And there's gluttony or something.
Oh, this looks good. The real story of Peter Pan may be darker than what you think. Oh, let's take a look.
Let's take a fucking look.
Let's see. If you think about it, he is fucking selfish because he just literally kidnapped these fucking kids.
Which is not okay.
That's well established. And then like Wendy, remember the bitch that was getting old and the fucking thing? He wanted her to be a child with him. And he's just taking all these people because he wants to be a kid forever.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful shit.
The whole thing is based around him wanting to stay a kid and then doing whatever the fuck he wants to do.
Yeah, it's not good. And that's the morals we're teaching kids. Like, get it
and
out.
And then what's also weird is like...
How old is that movie?
Oh, it's... Well, it was a play like hundreds of years ago.
So we can just assume it has some, you know...
Yeah, but also what was weird is like the lady would leave the fucking window open. It's like, if this fucking guy could fly, I don't think a window is a deterrent. I don't think the window being open or closed is going to stop him coming. I don't know. Like she would leave the window open for him. It's like, okay, he would just fly to the door and walk in.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't get it.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is way too fucking long. I'm not reading all this.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Something I wrote down the other day, this is off topic, but have you ever noticed people who are really, do you know someone who's very proud of their like ancestral homeland?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed it's always the people who have never fucking been there?
That's fucking true. Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, dude, the fucking Scotland, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, have you
must
ever
be the Scottish in me.
It's like, you ever fucking been there?
Like, I don't think you have to be there to be proud of it though.
You have to know something about... To be proud of something, you have to be like...
But if you are something, you could still naturally be proud of it.
Okay, here's something else. Actually, me and Dupe got into an argument.
Like, we've never met Bill Burr, but we're big fans of him.
Okay, here, I'm going to explain something.
Okay.
You know how the MLB was doing that thing where it's like the countries versus each other? What the fuck's it called?
World Baseball Classic?
Yes, okay. So there's a guy who was never born in the Dominican Republic, right? Okay, but he's a United States citizen. He plays for a United States baseball team. And then he's like, this is for the Dominican Republic, right? He's never even been there or something like that, right? And so Dupe was like, I respect it. But he's like, what if I was just like, yeah, for the Netherlands, you know, like.
Well, you could also argue the Dominican Republic, they're all fucking disgusting baseball players. It's probably part of why he tried to find a gray area to go play for the Dominican Republic. Because they're all
probably
fucking
true.
Disgusting.
I'm just saying like.
Dude, those guys in Dominican Republic have been hitting bottle caps from 500 feet for 5 years. Kids are fucking gross.
No, I'm just saying, like, when he put it into that perspective, he's like, what if I was just like, dude, this is for the Netherlands? It's like, you've never been there. Like, why would you?
I get that to an extent. Or like, it's overcompensating. It's like, okay, we get it. We get it. Like, you don't have to. You know, I did, speaking of sports, I looked up something. I found it. I couldn't help but bring it up. I thought it was like a hoax. I didn't think it was real. So apparently competitive wheelchair tug of war is a thing. And this guy who was like a legend, like retired and gave this like big speech when he retired. Anyways, think of tug of war, right? Okay, now there's competitive wheelchair tug of war.
Okay, so you have the rope.
But isn't that, I guess, yeah, you're using your arm still to pull, but you know, then the tread of the tires come into play. Oh, are you holding your brakes?
Is it at least minimum 230 seconds in the front?
Saying, are you, so if you're playing, if you're doing wheelchair tug of war, are you just a neutral in your chair and you're pulling it so like the wheelchairs are going, or are you in like, you know what I'm saying? What are you doing? Or is half the guys pulling and the other guys have their wheels going like this?
Oh, you know what I think would be
what's
better?
Going,
is
like,
just have them all sit
there
on their butts and then just scoot each other along.
Well, that would work way too slowly.
Wheelchair tug of war seems...
You can't have wheelchair tug of war without the fucking wheelchair.
No, I'm saying, but it's obviously people who can't use their legs. You just sit them on their ass and then have them use their arms.
Exactly. They can't use their legs. How are they going to move backwards if they're holding the rope?
Oh, yeah.
The only other limbs that can move them is their arms and they're holding the rope.
Well, then you have some guys like...
I'm just saying...
You have the rope in their mouth. On their
like a fucking pit bull pulling on a chew toy?
Yeah, then they're scooting back on their palms.
But I'm saying, how does the lineup and the strategy work in wheelchair tug of war? There is the guy on the end, like the anchor, is he have a knot tied to the handlebar and he's just fucking...
He's probably just holding... Because they have the little grips on the side of the wheels. So he's probably holding it like this.
Dude, and some of those guys are really mobile with those things. Have you ever seen wheelchair basketball? I never thought I'd see this. Like you know on basketball when the guy crosses someone up and breaks his ankles? I saw a guy's fucking wheels get fucking... broken, basically.
Wheels broken?
I don't know how. Like, it's like when, like in basketball, when the Kyrie Irving does a crossover, breaks their ankles. I'm like, well, his ankles are already broken. But I'm saying, I'm like, how do you fucking break an axle?
Can you peel out in a wheelchair? leave like the treadmarks?
I mean, you'd have to be the strongest guy ever to do
it. You know, someone's done it.
To be stationary and peel out, well, you'd have to be like a machine.
But you just have to turn one wheel, right? Hold the other one and make some fucking
tracks. I think it would be way slower than you think it would be. It'd be like, eek! And it would just go in a circle.
Oh, my God. No, have you ever, like, can I ask you something? Do you know how to do a Bernie? Because I feel like I've never done it and don't know how to do it.
Do the Bernie?
Do a burnout. Like, if someone's like, burnout, dude. Like,
in a car?
Yeah. Do you just fucking hold on the brake and hit the fucking...
Well, some cars, if it's a manual... You can use like the e-brake and then kind of just beep.
So you're just killing. Well, cuz
okay, if you're in your car and you're holding the brake and pressing the gas, you're not going to fucking go anywhere. The wheels
are
gonna
know how to do it.
I mean,
someone was like, do a fucking Bernie, cuz like I've seen.
When are you going to be in that situation like, dude, Jack, you just got off work, burnout, and you're going to do it. Like, what are you going
to do? I've been in that situation at my fucking uncle's house. I'm trying to leave, they're like, do a Bernie.
Even if
like,
you knew, you still weren't going to do it.
If I knew how to do it safely, I'd do it.
It's like rocks all in the windows.
No, because it's like, I know you have to turn the tracks.
I thought you said, you know how to do Bernie? I thought you meant, remember that dance? It was like, I'm like, that?
No, I think the fucking doing a burnout, like, as I've seen a few, you know, they're like, hey, you know, you're leaving the party, like, do it, Bernie. He's like, and he's just fucking just shredding his tires, which is a waste of money. But I'm asking, do you know
but
how to do it?
But the experience? Priceless.
Do you know how to do it?
I don't think I could do it in my car, no.
Well, you have to turn the traction control off, and then you can do it in any car, I believe.
Well, I've never done one, so I don't know.
Should we do it after this?
Yeah.
Just fucking peel out.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Fucking suburb.
I'm down. Let's try it.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
What is the like most oh fuck moment you've had in your car? Like, I should not have done
that.
Well,
I've only had it for a few months.
No, and like as you've been a licensed driver, like I should not have done that. And I cannot believe I'm fucking alive right now.
Well, I don't think I can mention some of the things, but I would say I think one time I was late to work and I was going like 120. And I like got there and I was like, dude, what the fuck was I doing?
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, if I got pulled over, I'm in deep shit. I'm just fucked.
Despite the fact that you're going 120 and could have killed somebody.
Yeah, it was like
because you're, and that's the problem with society. You're so scared of being late to work that you could have killed fucking four people.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been there like 85 times where I'm like, oh shit, I'm going 95 on fucking the highway right here.
Well, it's also because
weaving
like
in and out of cars. I'm like, and I'm getting changed at the same time. It's like,
well, it was more of like just shot out of a cannon. I'm like, all right, you know what? Chances are there could be a cop within from here to work. But if there's not, I'm like, but I don't have a choice. I'm
Thing
shooting
is,
for it.
During that,
I never did it again though.
I want to get pulled over. I'm telling you why.
What are you fucking talking about?
Because then I have a perfect excuse of why I'm late to work. I got pulled over.
Yeah, I got a felony.
That's not a felony to speed.
If you go, well, I'm saying I was going 120.
Dude, remember back from Santa Cruz, dude, when I was driving the Honda back, dude?
Yeah.
Dumbest thing, dude, in your Honda, we were going 135 on those fucking highways.
I don't know about that.
I guarantee.
I don't know about dude, that, Vin Diesel. I don't remember anybody going 135.
Dude, it was over 100.
No, maybe 100. That's a common. On a long road trip, it's common to hit 100 after you're going to the insanity mark. And like, I'm just trying to get back.
Dude, it was
100
that.
On the freight. That happens. 100. No, we were not going 135.
We were in one of the fucking passes. There was no one by us. Do you remember I had like a fucking headache after that like 18 and older club we went to? Dude, we stopped in Sacramento.
We stopped in Sacramento at a hookah lounge. And then I remember, dude.
No, the hookah lounge was in Santa Cruz. On the way back, we're like, dude, there's.
Oh my God. It was like, there was like a rock band playing. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing?
There's like this mosh pit. There's guys with like a fucking monster tee and a
And
fox
I remember we
snack.
Were walking. We were walking up, like, dude, this is sick. Like, yeah, we're about to go to a club. And then I'm like, this is terrible.
This is fucking awful, dude. We were what? I was 18? Because we didn't even live up here yet. I was 17 or 18. I had to be 18.
You were like. 17 or 18, I think.
I had like, to be 18, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Isn't there some fucking 16 and older club up here? Or something
16 and older? What sounds like a kids' bop club.
Okay, not 16. 18 and older club that like everyone hates up here. What the fuck's it called?
I don't know. I've never been.
I think we've been with Patrick.
We've been to the 16 and older club?
No, sorry, not 16.
What the fuck are you talking about?
18.
would raise some serious questions if we spent time at 16 and older club.
There's not a 16 and older club. That doesn't exist.
That's Why'd you say that?
Because it was a mistake. And
have you been to the 16 and older club?
There's not. They don't exist.
Let's find out.
They don't.
If it does, you're going to be on watch.
I'm going to fucking...
That's a case. I don't even think there's such thing as a 16 and older club. Ow!
That's what I just said 85 times. There's no such thing as that.
I don't think, but you never know.
It just came to mind and I was like, oh, okay. Dude, a 16 and older club is a family fun center, dude. Like, that's not... Which, by the way, remember those little boats? You could drive in that little...
Dude, yeah.
Dude,
remember at Family Fun Center, the go-karts?
Yeah.
You couldn't bump, which is stupid.
But they had the bumpers on.
Yeah, I know, but
so
it was just
like,
in case.
Let us
dude,
bump.
One time I hit one of the employees when he was walking across. Yeah, like for our school, we would go there, like if we sold enough fucking chocolate bar cases or some shit. I don't remember.
Remember the coupon cards?
Dude, the Lava Lanes coupon books, bro. Yeah.
Which is stupid. Spend money to possibly save money if you end up fucking purchasing.
And how often are you going to find yourself the fucking bowling alley?
And they're like, hey, there's $2,500 worth of savings in here. It's like, yeah, if I go to the Home Depot and buy 85 light bulbs, I'll save $8. Like, I'm not doing that.
There is 16 and up nightclubs.
Okay, well, I've never been to one. Dude, the most hated club in Seattle. What the fuck is it? Everyone hates
Club
it.
Q.
Is that it? That's the 18
and older
so. One?
Oh, wait, that's not 18 and older.
There's an 18 and older one.
Then I don't know. I don't know.
Everyone fucking hates it. I think we've been there.
I don't think so.
When we first moved up here, we went there.
No, I don't think so.
Because I wasn't 21.
So what? I don't think we went there.
Oh. So we only went there if you were.
We only went to like two. I remember the two ones we went to. So, and then on one of them, we went to Bumpy's and you didn't even have you weren't 21 yet, but we got it there because they don't card.
No, I had a fake.
Well, they didn't card you anyways when you walked in. Remember?
Bumpy's. Where was Bumpy's?
It's by Flanagan's.
Oh,
like across the street down, there was like a tavern.
Yeah, Flanagan's and Bump. Dude, those were some wild.
Flanagan's was a cool bar.
We always went there on the same patties. Do you remember that guy knew I had a fake and he didn't fucking... Remember he was like, fresh off the press, huh? And I was like,
Yeah, you were just so cool he let you in.
No, but... I mean,
I doubt he... Maybe he was just giving you shit. People do that all the time.
Fresh off the press? I figured he knew.
Or maybe he was just like making a joke like... Oh,
well, I'm saying...
Like it's like when like a person, like I think a couple weeks ago, lady gave her my ID. She's like, if this is even you, like, ha ha ha, like it's a joke.
Well, because I remember actually at my work...
You walk in, you're like, I pulled it off, man. I pulled it off.
No. Okay. The thing is, okay, because at my first work Christmas party, I gave them my ID. The guy thought it was fake and took it to the back. And I'm sweating bullets because it's my fucking work. Like, this is going to be embarrassing. The problem is if it passes, like, three things. Like, I had my photo, it's scanned, and it had the UV thing. They can't deny it. And so it was like, okay, it passed the three things. And dude, like, 30 minutes later, they were like, here you go. Like,
it passed the three things, but this part-time Olive Garden employee has suspicions.
Fuck you, man. I'm just saying
I'm talking about the fucking bouncer, not you.
I'm saying it fucking...
What is he going to do?
Deny him. I've had it taken away. I was with Joe.
I believe you.
I've had it taken.
I believe you.
They can take him 100%.
Well, yeah, they can. I know that's a thing.
We're at 40, by the way.
We're at 40, huh?
Shit.
Well, I don't think I have anything else.
Well, thank you for listening to Around the Lunch Table.
Dude, when did you write this, bro?
Which one?
Do bidets spray poo all over your legs?
No.
No, they don't.
No, I have actually recently seen...
What kind of poos are you having?
I'm saying in the United States, they're not very common, but there's someone I know that has a bidet, never used it, but I saw the bidet.
I don't think they spray poop over your legs.
No, I know that. Okay. It was a little drunk.
Well, you wrote it.
I know. Oh, okay. I'm saying okay. I was a little drunk and I was peeing and I saw the bidet, which I think is a great thing because like if you wash your hands, you use water. Like you don't just like rub it with paper towels.
Right.
So I fully support her of it. But then I was sitting there thinking and I was like, huh. Like, what if you just have a messy poop? Right?
How messy are you thinking of you're getting? Like, you have
don't. I have ghost poops. Everyone knows
okay,
that.
Everyone? Everyone knows that.
I've said it on the podcast 85
Hi,
times.
Hi, I'm Jack Spence, ghost poops. the fuck are you talking about? Everyone knows that.
No, I'm kidding.
Extra.
I'm saying I've said it on the podcast several times.
So now everyone knows it. Well, for newcomers, they might not know.
I'm saying I saw one and I was like, okay, what if, like, you know, it's...
Dude, where do you come up with some of this shit, bro?
What? Say another one. What are you talking about?
Family in shock when pet dog they had for 2 years turned out to be a bear.
I saw an article. How the fuck do you not know it's a fucking bear, man?
A bear and a dog are two very fucking different things.
I know, and they're shocked. It's like, I'm shocked these people are so fucking stupid and not know that their fucking household pet
that's like having
was
a
fucking
that's
bear.
Like having a fake dog and be like, oh, I thought that was my real baby this whole time.
It's so fucking
the fuck are you talking? How do you not know a bear and a dog are two different things?
Yeah, throw a salmon on the ground. See what happens. Like, holy fuck. If the dog sits there and sniffs it or if it fucking tears it to shreds.
No, you know, because like when bears, when you encounter said creatures, because like a black bear is supposed to appear bigger and like yellow.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just say, no, it's walking. What noise are you making?
Are you supposed to make loud noises or just appear big?
Loud, everyone, no, both.
Everyone just says appear big, but then everyone always makes a noise.
Well, black bears get scared easily. Grizzly bears, not so much.
Really?
Because grizzly bears are...
I think I'm going,
No, actually, okay. It's okay. It's
okay,
just,
okay.
Okay, we're role-playing here. Okay.
Okay.
You're hiking,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
You're right. You're with a friend or something like
I
that.
I had to go
in
your own.
In a black bear, okay, you see it that this is walking towards you.
Okay.
This is a real-life situation.
Okay. And I know that
this
I have
off
to do
instinct.
This.
What noise are you making?
Okay, you
put your hands up like that? I don't think that does anything.
Well,
to the
no,
bear. I think it's the noise more than the hands.
No, I don't think they can see between the. I don't think they can see empty space. That's what it is. That's why people go like this, and they're like, "Oh shit, he's 8 feet tall."
Dude, this guy is fucking Yao Ming.
Okay,
but you'd have to be super
yours?
Far to appear 8 feet tall.
That's not how that works. Go.
You'd have the farther away you are, I'd be like, okay.
No, now, but I'm saying all they see is the top. And so it's like, so you go far and wide.
Like the wobbly things that's like car dealership.
Okay, what is yours?
I think I'm just screaming at it, right? Screaming, yeah.
Can you imagine like a trail cam?
Like a hunter's cam? Yeah. Or I get on top of your shoulders and I'm like, yeah!
It's like for chicken fighting. It's like, but they can't see the bear.
No, and you're like trying to keep your balance so it's just wobbling back and forth.
Dude,
that would scare off any bear.
Dude, but the fucking cam can't see the bear, so all they see
is this you fucking screaming. oh my god, dude. Fuck.
Let's end this one and start a new one because I feel like we're getting going.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening to episode 107. That's about it. Oh, you need the Patreon. Fuck.
Patreon.com/ATLT for exclusive content episodes early ish. Check out ATLTstore.com and check out both of our Instagrams on the Instagram lunch table.
Dude, you ever like, okay, listen, I'm so serious. When I watch you sometimes, like,
oh, God.
Jack, where can they find you?
Jack_Spence. Z, where can they find you?
Isaiah_Lesney on Instagram. Or both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table Instagram page. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week. And see you.
Let's get rowdy up in here.